For the best listening experience, headphones are recommended. The following program contains graphic violence, mature themes, sexual situations, substance abuse, and highly offensive language. Listener discretion is advised. Blazed All Our Lives, Daddy's Girls, is brought to you by Rogue Nun Productions. Such a mindfuck being in this bookstore without you, Pandora. How many nights did we sit here, right here, at this counter, smoking blunts, talking shit, drinking vodka? How many major milestones were experienced right here, between these walls? There's no way in hell I can just let it sit here, empty, decaying into a fucking dump. I also can't have the last memories of this place be of your demon-possessed mother killing Jim Brinkman. It's not fair to you. Or Morgana.
I'm freezing my ass off out here.
A mountain town. In December? Who could have predicted snow?
Nah, shut up, you little shit. They got any heat in this place? Jeez.
Sorry, Judy, no heat.
You better make this quick, then. We got a plane to catch.
She's not herself when she's sober. Here, Ma, hit this.
Why, I oughta... Ooh, talk about an attitude adjustment. Here you go, Indy.
Thanks, lady. You'll be sipping colada frescas in Costa Rica before you know it. Thanks for squeezing me in.
Anytime, Indica. By the way, you look fucking incredible. Excited for the party tonight?
Oh, hell yes. It's going to be so good. It's everything Gio and Ethan deserve to celebrate their engagement and ring in the new year.
I wish we didn't have to miss it, but this was the only time we could book the sanctuary.
Please, you guys need this. Especially Miss Cranky Pants over there.
Sorry for snapping. I just can't wait to dig my toes in the sand and start tanning my sayo tits.
It's a retreat, Ma. I don't know how much tit tanning we'll be doing.
Yeah, you're no fun.
Ahoy hoy. Sorry we're late. My Brazilian wax went longer than anticipated.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything. I am too happy to resort to bitchy barbs right now.
You are just so charitable at the holidays, Gio. Thank you both for coming. I know we have a lot going on tonight. Excuse me, where's Ethan?
He's back at the mansion, freaking out about what to wear. Watching him get ready was like one of those rom-com makeover montages. Ugh, except for a lot more crying.
What's a big night for you lovebirds? He just wants to be perfect for you. For all of us.
You tell him we love him just the way he is. So, Gio, not to be Debbie Downer, but should we expect to see Fiona tonight?
Do you think she'd have the nerve to show her face?
Come on, it's Fiona we're talking about. Of course she'll be there.
Fuck, now I'm really pissed we're leaving town. Sounds like it's gonna be a real shit show. Will someone tape it for me, please?
Can it, Delilah?
This night is all about you and Ethan, so even though I'd rather eat glass than breathe the same air as her, I will smile and be cordial. If that doesn't tell you how much I love you, nothing will.
Aw, that means a lot to me, Indica. And I hate to say it, but I do love her.
Don't worry, Giovanni. I'll hold that grudge for you.
It sure is quite the shit list we're amassing. Fiona, Natalie, Sutton, Johnny.
A plague on all their houses. Am I right?
Great, sounds good. Everybody hold your grudges and get your revenge. Can we speed things up now? I ain't missing this flight.
All right, so the reason I asked you here is because I wanted to make a special announcement. After filing all the paperwork and paying off the bank, I am officially the owner of D'Estranger's bookstore.
Yes!
What do you plan to do with the place?
I'm glad you asked, Gio. Now, obviously I wasn't going to reopen a metaphysical bookstore. What the hell do I know about magic or books? So instead, I'm going to turn this place into a cafe.
I was going to ask what you know about food, but I've seen your dress size.
You fucking whore. Still a very good question. Want to take that one, Judy?
Everyone knows that back in the day, I ran a very successful diner in town.
Where I got my first job?
Don't remind me. Anyway, when Indy told me she bought the place...
Wait a minute. So you knew the whole time? You acted so annoyed to be here.
Of course I knew. Jeez, ever heard of a surprise? Back to what I was saying. When Indy told me she bought the place, she asked me to come work for her in the kitchen. I couldn't say no.
Well, Indica, fill us in.
Since weed is legal in Misty River, there's no shortage of dispensaries. But there's no place you can just go to hang out and smoke. You know, get a bite to eat and some coffee or a cocktail. I wanted to create a space like that, and Judy was all over the idea.
How chic. You're bringing some of Amsterdam to Misty River.
Exactly, Delilah. We're going to use the weed grown down at the commune and transform it into gourmet edibles.
As well as craft cocktails, coffee drinks, you name it, there's going to be weed in it.
That's an incredible idea, Indica. This place is going to be lit.
I really think so, too. After finishing work on the new orphanage and signing over parental rights to Fiona, I needed something to focus on besides my rage and despair. And then this idea hit me, and I needed all my best friends to hear the news first.
I think this calls for a drink.
You know it. Hey, Gio, grab those glasses. I brought champagne, and the really good stuff, too. All right, everyone, a toast to new beginnings for us all. To the birth of Morgana's Place.
To Morgana's Place!
This is Sutton. Oh, hi, Uncle Duke. Happy New Year to you, too. How's the family doing?
Hey, Sutton, how do you tie one of these? I ain't ever worn one except for court, but that was one of those clip-on things.
I'm on the phone, Johnny. I'll come help you with your tie when I'm all done. Sorry about that, Uncle Duke. Oh, that was Johnny, my personal assistant. Yeah, we're at a hotel in downtown Misty River, getting ready to go to a fancy New Year's Eve soiree. It's also an engagement party for Fiona's nephew, Giovanni. Yep, the gay detective. No, he didn't find a girl. He's marrying a man. I know, right? What is this world coming to? Now, why would you ask about Indica, Uncle Duke? Of course she'll be there. She's throwing the damn party. No, Uncle Duke. Stop this little crusade you're on. I don't care if it's what Daddy would have wanted. Daddy's dead. Don't you question my love for my father. You know he was everything to me. No, Uncle Duke, I'm not going to tell her. I'll take this secret to my grave. If she knew the truth, she'd ruin everything we've built. She's a wrecking ball, Uncle Duke. Think about the future. Everything you've planned will go up in smoke, as her dumbass stage name suggests. I've seen her in action. She's not just stupid. She's dangerous. Now, Uncle Duke, it's a holiday. Let's not ruin each other's night over something as silly and insignificant as Indica. Let's discuss this another time. I don't want to get one of my headaches. I love you too. Talk to y'all soon. All right. Bye-bye, Uncle Duke. All right, Johnny, get in here. Let me fix your damn tie.
I thought I got it, but I just fucked it all up.
Don't you fret none. I'll get you fixed up. You look handsome in a tux.
Aw, thanks, Sutton. I ain't ever worn one before.
Not even to prom? Or your wedding?
Tuxes cost money. I didn't have none.
Well, all that's changed these days, I'd say. I think I pay you pretty well.
I've never made this kind of dough ever before. I'm practically drowning in it.
You were married to Indica, though. She's rich.
Nah, I dumped Kimmy before she got loaded.
You've got great timing. You could have taken her for half her fortune.
Yeah, hindsight and all that. So, speaking of my ex, I couldn't help but overhear your call there. What's the secret you don't want Kimmy knowing nothing about?
You were eavesdropping on my conversation? A conversation I was having with a member of my family?
Loosen up that tie, Sammy. I can't breathe too good.
Don't you ever listen in on another one of my private conversations. Do you understand me? My privacy is very important to me. If I cannot trust you, I cannot employ you. Do you understand me, Johnny? Huh? Do you?
Loud and clear, boss.
I'll get that. Go into the bathroom and pull yourself together. Go powder your nose, baby. Hey, Fiona, mwah, Angelica, mwah, mwah. Come on in, y'all. And don't you both look gorgeous?
Thank you, Ms. Abernathy.
Thank you, Sutton. You look incredible yourself. You brought out all of the diamonds tonight, didn't you?
I sure did. Why have the damn things if I'm not gonna parade them around from time to time? Oops. Sorry, Jelly. I should watch my words.
Mommy says a lot worse.
Kids say the darndest things, don't they? How about you go find something to watch on TV while Sutton and I have a drink?
Ugh, I hate TV. I'll just read my book.
Can you believe it? 6 years old and she'd rather read than watch TV.
What you reading, Jelly? Dr. Seuss?
Sophocles?
Suffer who?
She's into Greek tragedy.
My, what a clever child.
Here you are. Cheers, Sutton. Happy New Year.
Gin, gin.
I'm going to need a steady stream of these to get through an evening of listening to Indica's voice. A battery acid douche would be less painful.
Oh, come on. This is going to be fun. We're celebrating Giovanni and Ethan, the start of a brand new year with endless possibilities for us all. This is a time of renewal. Cheer up, Fiona.
You've got a point, Sutton. So, have you had a chance to sit down with Natalie Winter?
Funny you should say that, because yes, I did just meet with her.
I don't know about that Natalie Winter. She doesn't seem to be very keen on our merger.
Oh? Why do you say that?
I don't know. It was just a feeling I got. Real cold and standoffish. Didn't seem enthusiastic about any of my ideas. Are you sure she's with us?
Leave her to me. I'll get her on board. I'm sure there's just some misunderstanding.
She makes me nervous. Fix this, Fiona, or we're going to have to install someone else more compliant.
Consider it done, Sutton.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, why is Angelica with you? We'll be celebrating well past midnight. Is that really a suitable atmosphere for a child?
It certainly wasn't Plan A. However, Sebastian got back some troubling intel, and I thought it would be safer if Angelica were here with me instead of back at the mansion.
What's this intel?
Since our merger, we've started to wade into different business ventures, and let's just say that it's ruffling some powerful feathers.
Give me names. I don't ruffle feathers. I snap necks.
I'd rather take a more cautious approach to this. If things escalate, of course, I'll bring you in.
Our interests are entwined. You're not fighting these battles alone anymore.
Thank you, Sutton. Well, should we get this party started or what?
Rosie, wow, the decor is spectacular. And the views from this rooftop ballroom? Ugh, you really outdid yourself, lady.
Don't sell yourself short. I'm sure signing all those checks was exhausting for you.
I have carpal tunnel now. I'll never give another hand job again, thank God. Let's go get drinks. Mama's gotta get loaded.
Indeed. I'll go grab us some. You mingle.
Hello, Indica. Nice party.
Oh. Hi, Emma. Wasn't expecting to see you here.
My falling out was with you, not Ethan.
Emma, please. I don't want to fight. Can we leave our disagreements in the past and start over in the spirit of the new year?
You put my entire career in jeopardy. I don't know if I'll ever be able to forgive you for that.
Really, Emma? Aren't we being a bit dramatic? I gave a wacky interview on your talk show. Rosie and I are the ones who ended up looking bad, not you. Not to mention that it landed us in a fucking insane asylum where we were tortured and almost killed. I know you're sensitive to what people think about you, but really, get over yourself, lady.
A mediocre white woman can fail all the way up to CEO, obviously. Black women, however, are held to a different standard, a much higher one. One fuck up and I could be done.
Emma, I'm sorry. I guess I never looked at it that way.
Have a nice evening, Indica.
Can I get a vodka soda and a gin martini? Thank you.
Rosie, hi! It's been a long time!
Biff Barrington, as I live and breathe. Oh, it's been ages since I've seen you. How have you been?
I've been great! I went back to school to finish my degree! I actually just completed my residency at Misty River General. You're officially looking at Dr. Barrington.
A doctor? Oh, Biff, that's wonderful. I always knew the sky was the limit for you. And now you're helping others. What a triumph. Cheers to you.
Thank you. You know, the fact that you believed in me made me finally start believing in myself. I owe you so much.
You are too kind, Biff. How about a discount facelift as a thank you?
I'm a trauma surgeon, but I can get you some great referrals.
I am just so impressed by you. Have you run into Indica yet?
I'm kind of avoiding her. We didn't leave things on such good terms, and if there's one thing Indica can do, it's hold a grudge.
If Indica and I can become best friends after being bitter enemies, anything is possible. Give her a chance.
Thanks, Rosie. I think I will.
The place looks good. I guess Indica can do one thing right.
I'm off to find the bar.
I'll come with you.
Mommy, I'm getting tired.
Oh, I know, baby. It's already past your bedtime and the party just started.
Hey, Fiona. Hey, Jelly.
Hi, Uncle Geo.
Is there somewhere here that Jelly can take a nap and be out of the adult's way?
Oh, I'm sure we can find some place. How about we go on an adventure, Jelly?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Hello, Indica. Some party you put together. It's a pity there isn't any of our moonshine to enjoy. But I guess whatever you have will do.
Hello, Sutton. Very astute observation. We do not have any moonshine on hand. However, if I throw a hillbilly hoe down, I'll be sure to stock up.
Oh, you sassy thing. What happened to the nice woman I had drinks with in my garden?
She disappeared when you kidnapped her child.
Are you still sore about that? Honey, it's water under the bridge. Fiona and I settled our differences. We're in business together now. All's well that ends well.
Fiona may have forgiven you, but I sure as hell haven't, and I never will.
You can hate me all you want, Indica, but the only one you're punishing is yourself. Find peace.
Yo, Rosalind! Happy New Year and all that jazz!
Hello, Johnny. Happy New Year.
You got someone to kiss at midnight?
What's it matter to you? I wouldn't kiss you with Indica's mouth.
You know, you should really loosen up. You're always so uptight. It's a party. Get crazy. You want some of this blow?
Cocaine? Do I look like I do street drugs?
I don't know, Rosalind. I can be pretty chatty when I'm partying. Might have some helpful things to share, but if you don't want information that could possibly destroy Sutton, I'll take my nose candy somewhere else.
Information, you say? Let's go rip some lines of that joy powder, Johnny. Doing cocaine in the men's bathroom with Johnny Russo. Feels like I'm in a fever dream.
We're partying!
I'm not here to ride the rails, Johnny. I'm here for revenge. Oh, that has a kick. Oh my.
It's good shit, ain't it? Ugh, makes you want to rip off your clothes and fuck like wild animals, don't it?
Not quite. But you certainly are less annoying. Give me that straw.
Go easy, go easy.
Okay, Johnny, start flapping those gums. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know?
Sutton is fucking crazy. That's one thing. She's the sickest, most evilest bitch I've ever met in my life. And I know some sick bitches, let me tell you.
That's not news, Johnny. You gotta give me something better than that. Something I can really chew on. Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Earlier tonight, she was yakking with her uncle, and she mentioned she had a secret she was taking to a grave, and that it involved Indica, and she's worried Indica could fuck everything up for her family, yada yada yada. There's something there, Rosalind. Where there's smoke, there's always fire.
All right, let me think. I know what to do. I gotta find someone who can dig up that secret. Someone with an investigative mind. Ooh, I think I know. Ooh.
I think I know.
Tell me, Johnny, are you sure it's wise to cross Sutton? Even if she's as sick and twisted and evil as you say?
Rosalind, I gotta get away from her. She's insane. It's only a matter of time before she asks me. You have no idea what she's capable of. You're looking at a dead man walking. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Time for me to beat it, Johnny. Mama's gotta move. Emma Walker, halt.
What's going on, Rosie?
Emma, you gotta listen to me. I need your help.
Take a breath. Are you okay?
I've never been better, Emma. Never been better in my life. But I got this problem, and it's a problem only you can solve.
Why the fuck would I help you?
Because you like money, and I'm fucking loaded.
How much are you paying?
$1 million, baby cakes.
I'm listening. What do you need me to do?
Mommy, I can't sleep. It's too loud in here.
Oh, Jelly, sweetie, I'm sorry.
Can I hang out with you?
Well, I suppose. You remember how I've asked you to behave at social gatherings with adults?
Be wallpaper.
Good girl.
Kimmy, hey, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. I got some things to get off my chest.
Johnny, please just leave me alone. You're making a scene. This is Gio and Ethan's party. Don't ruin it.
Or what? What are you gonna do about it, bitch?
She's not the one you need to be worried about, Johnny.
Give me a break, Tinkerbell. You don't intimidate me.
Sutton, can you get some control over your goon before I have every one of you tossed out on your asses?
I'm deeply embarrassed, Indica. Johnny, cut it out. Hey, are you on drugs?
What makes you think that?
The bloody nose.
Ah, the hell with all he is.
Your behavior is reflecting poorly on me.
Yeah, Johnny, why don't you just leave, huh? Go get high in some alley with the rest of the junkie losers.
Fuck you. You always get your way, don't you? Well, not this time. This time I'm in control, baby.
All right, Johnny. It's time to fucking go.
Don't you put a fucking hand on me, fairy. So help me God.
This fairy's gonna beat the shit out of you, Russo.
Try that shit one more time. Go ahead. Hit me. I'll blow your fucking dome off.
Johnny, put the gun down. Now.
You know what, Sutton? Consider this my resignation.
You can't walk this back, Johnny. Think carefully.
Think carefully? Please. His mother was such a drug-addled whore, I'm surprised he has the brain power to feed himself.
Angelica, no!
You fucking psychopath. You shot Angelica.
Someone get a doctor. Hurry, she's bleeding.
I'll find Dr. Biff.
I'll call 911.
I gotta get out of here.
You're not going anywhere, you son of a bitch.
The hell I'm not, and you're coming with me. You're a hostage now, fat ass.
Let me go, fuckface.
All of you, back the fuck up and give me space to leave. Otherwise, the pig gets it. Move!
I got you some coffee. Any news on Angelica yet?
Thank you. No news yet. She's still in surgery. My God, what the hell was I thinking, bringing her to that party?
Like you had any idea a coked-up maniac was gonna open fire.
I'm her mother. I'm supposed to protect her. Instead, I brought her right into the lion's den. I'll never forgive myself if she does not pull through. She's gotta pull through. Tell me she's going to be okay.
There's no sign of Johnny and Indica. Between your people, mine, and the Misty River Police, we'll find them.
Oh, thank you, Sutton.
He's going to pay for this, Fiona. I'm going to take him apart, piece by piece. Mark my words.
Oh, I can't even think about revenge right now. I'm too worried about my little girl. I need to go collect myself. Excuse me.
Do you have any clues to where a scared Johnny Russo would hole up?
Not a one. That snake could be anywhere. Hopefully Indica's able to get away from him and make contact.
Don't underestimate her. If there's anyone who can find their way out of something like this, it's Indica.
I got here as soon as I could. How's Angelica?
Still in surgery.
Poor darling girl.
Any word from Indica?
Not yet. I take it the police are equally flummoxed.
Thanks for coming, Rosie.
Think nothing of it. It's the least I could do. Oh, there's Biff.
Miss Valducci, can we speak privately?
Oh, it's okay. You can speak openly. I trust them. How is Angelica?
The damage was extensive. On a positive note, the bullets made clean exits. That's good for her internal organs.
I'll cut the bullshit, Doctor. Is my little girl going to survive?
Angelica lost a lot of blood. To make matters more complicated, she has a very rare blood type. There aren't any matches in our database except for
Indica.
Correct, Rosie.
God damn it. I can't lose her. Not my baby. How much time do we have, Doctor? How much time? I need to know.
It's hard to say. We're keeping her comfortable and doing everything we can. Experimental treatments, even. But she's going to need that blood. Soon.
Can I see her?
She's coming out of anesthesia and will be very tired. Normally, we would wait, but I'll bring you in personally.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mommy? Mommy, is that you?
I'll give you both some time.
Yes, Jelly. Yes, it's Mommy. I'm right here.
What happened? Why am I in the hospital?
Oh, an awful thing happened to you, Jelly. And you needed to have surgery. But you're going to be okay.
It must have been really awful. Look at all these wires and tubes.
You'll be out of here soon, I promise. Once you get a little bit stronger, we'll take you home.
I had a crazy dream.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about it, Puddin'.
I woke up in this cabin, and some old lady from England was giving me tea.
Oh, that doesn't sound too crazy. Sounds kind of nice. Was she a friendly old lady?
Oh, yeah. Her name was Lily. And she had a friend, Gwen. They were very kind to me.
Well, that sounds like a lovely dream.
It just felt so real. I've never had a dream like that in my whole life. Mommy, please don't cry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jelly. I was just so afraid we were going to lose you.
You'll never lose me, Mommy.
Is that a promise?
Yeah. Don't be upset, but I'm feeling kinda sleepy.
Close your eyes, little angel. You'll get all the rest you need. Mommy's not going anywhere.
If you promise to shut up, I'll remove the blindfold and gag. You promise?
No, for sake of service, sir.
If you start acting up, I'll knock your ass out. You know I'll do it.
Where are you taking me?
I don't know yet. I didn't exactly plan this out.
You'd better hope to God Angelica is okay.
I didn't mean to shoot her. It was an accident.
I know you didn't mean to shoot her. You meant to shoot me. God, I wish I was there with her.
Well, you ain't, and neither of us going back to Misty River, so you better just say goodbye to your old life.
You know they're gonna find us, right? And when they do, I wouldn't want to be you.
Shut up! You want me to gag you again?
Oh, I'm gagging, all right. I'm my own barf. Get it? Because you make me sick.
I'm not in a good place right now, Kimmy. I need you to help the situation, not make it worse.
Then start calling me by my chosen name, fucker.
I ain't calling you that. Your name is Kimmy fucking Chevron, not no Indica Valducci.
Tell that to my passport, dickhead.
Ah, please. You're never going to outrun your past, Kimmy, no matter what stupid name you go by.
I already have, Johnny. I'm light years away from my past, away from that trailer, and away from you. My greatest mistake. Ugh!
You'll never get rid of me, Kimmy. Even if I die, I'm still gonna haunt you. You can buy all the fur coats and diamonds you want. I'm in your fucking head, Kimmy Chevron. And I'm your greatest mistake? You always did have a shitty memory.
Yes, Johnny, of all the awful, fucked up, illegal, horrific, stupid shit I've done in my life, you are my biggest fucking mistake. If I could go back in time, I'd slap your father's dick right out of your whorish mother's cunt.
Don't you ever talk about my mother like that. I'm putting the gag back on you because we need to make a little stop, and I can't have you screaming and making a scene.
Are you gonna rob this liquor store?
As a matter of fact, I am. Now shut up and sit tight.
Put the fucking money in the bag. Do it or I'll fucking blast you. Come on!
Holy shit! He's got a fucking shotgun!
How much did you get?
I don't know. A few wads of cash. I got some vodka too. Figured you could use a drink. Woo, that was a rush. Just like the old days, right?
Unfortunately, what are we going to do now? I'm sure he got our plate number and is already calling the cops.
You know the drill. We'll ditch this car and find a motel to hide out until things blow over. When it's time to go, I'll just steal another one.
Forever and ever. Some life.
All right. We're walking. We're down here.
Home, sweet home.
Here you go.
So just straight vodka then?
Pretend it's a martini.
Really, Johnny? Hasn't cocaine caused enough problems tonight?
Maybe if you're lucky, my heart will explode. And since when don't you like blow?
I never said I didn't like it.
You know if you do some, you'll get horny and you'll fuck me.
You wish. You think you're that irresistible?
No, I just know how you get. You forgetting the first time I banged you? Never saw a broad take down a gram like that. Instant boner.
My insatiable love for drugs turned you on? Some would say it's a cry for help.
It don't matter how you dress, where you live, or what you call yourself. You will never, ever find a man who knows you better than I do. They see the good, I know the dirt. I know where all the bodies are buried. I mean, actual bodies.
You sure do think a lot of yourself. I thought I was the deluded egomaniac.
Birds of a feather, babe. Now take down this line and see if you can keep your hands to yourself.
In your dreams. Give me that straw. See? Panties still on.
This one goes out to all the lovers. It's 1 minute past midnight on January 1st, and a snowstorm is moving in.
Hey, I know him.
There's no better way to start a new year than by making love. And we've got just the song to get you in the mood.
What are the odds that your friend is on the air playing our song?
Ugh, I'm in a fucking nightmare.
Drink your drink. Do some blow. And dance. It's a new year, baby.
Ah, fuck it.
That's right. Rip off them panties. That's the gimme I know. Now get over here and let daddy work on that twat.
Carved every bone into blade, battled every demon while chained. If there's one life I save, it'd be you.
This is Rosie Bush.
It's Emma. How's Angelica?
Barely clinging to life. We may very well lose her if Indica isn't found soon. Do you have any news?
Not about Indica, but I do have the information you wanted on Sutton Abernathy.
Really? Well, cluck cluck. What? How? My God. This could...
This information could destroy everything the Abernathys have built. We both know Indica kills everything she touches.
I guess you do have a point.
What are you going to do with this information? You have all the power.
I don't know yet, but I will. Thank you so much, Emma.
And thank you for the wire transfer I just received.
A promise is a promise. Oh, Emma, forgive me, but I have another call coming through. It could be about Angelica.
Take care, Rosie.
This is Rosie Bush.
This is a collect call from...
Rosie, it's me!
Would you like to accept the charges?
Yes!
Rosie!
Oh my God, where are you? Are you okay? Did Johnny hurt you?
I have no idea where we are. We're in the middle of nowhere at some seedy shitbag motel. There's not a phone book or anything in sight. It's a real fucking dump, to be honest. How's Angelica?
How did you get away from Johnny? Did you kill him?
No, he just finally passed out. How's Angelica?
Indica, it's not good news. She lost a lot of blood. She needs a transfusion, and you're her only match.
What are you saying, Rosie? That if I don't get back to Misty River soon, my little girl could die?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, God, this is a hell of a time for Judy and Delilah to be out of the country. They're totally unreachable at that retreat. I'm so sorry, Indica. I wish there was more that could be done.
Hey, what the fuck? Get off that fucking phone!
Oh, shit, Rosie. He's...
Indica? Indica! Damn it! Giovanni, I heard from Indica. Can you trace the call?
Emma Walker, and this is Misty River Tonight. Our top story is the continued manhunt for Johnny Russo and his hostage, Indica Chevron Russo Valducci. The two former spouses disappeared after Russo allegedly shot a child during an extract.
Is there anything I can get for you? Tea? A slice of the pecan pie I brought over? It's Mama's recipe.
Thank you, Sutton. That sounds lovely.
I'll be right back.
Rosie!
I've got some news, so I wanted to rush right over and tell you.
Is it about Indica? Have they found her?
She called me from a payphone, and I asked Giovanni to trace the call.
Rosie, you're a genius. Was he able to find out anything?
Yes, and he's on his way here.
Rosie, I cannot thank you enough. Please, come in. We'll wait for Giovanni in the library.
Hello, Rosie. So nice to see you. I'd offer you a slice of Mama's pecan pie, but these are the last two pieces.
Sutton, I've been meaning to bend your ear.
What's on your mind, darling?
You know, before Johnny and Indica left the party, he and I had a little chat.
Is that right? What were you and my no-good assistant gossiping about?
He said you had a secret regarding Indica that could destroy your family.
What? Oh, applesauce. That man was out of his mind on drugs.
Valid point. Who would take a drugged-up lunatic's word at face value?
No one with half a brain.
Right. So I had a colleague do some research. And it turns out... Johnny was telling the truth. You do have a secret about Indica that could destroy everything you've ever worked for.
I take it you know the secret.
I do. Indica's your half-sister, and you don't want her getting cut in on the action. You're a greedy goose, Sutton, and if a secret like that got out, it could really get you plucked.
Rosie, you must be out of your goddamn mind.
What? I'm simply musing aloud. I have no intention of going public with this information.
You obviously want something.
I do. I want a seat at the table of the Valducci and Abernathy Empire. A good seat.
Huh.
Well, do we have a deal?
I guess we can hammer out the particulars. But in spirit, yes, we have a deal. Welcome aboard, Rosie. Let's tell Fiona the good news.
Giovanni!
Giovanni, is that you?
I was able to trace their call and get their exact location. Let's take two vehicles. Fiona Sutton, Here are the directions. Grab Sebastian. Rosie, you're riding with me. Come on, let's go!
You shout ahead! Halfwit! Ignoramus! What have you done?
I didn't do anything. I just called Rosie to check on Angelica. She desperately needs a transfusion, Johnny. She and I have the same rare blood type. I'm her only match. We have to go back to Misty River now.
We can't go back, Bird Brain. I'll be killed. Don't you get it? It's just you and me now.
Why can't you just let me go? Get out of town. Just run. Leave me here so I can help our daughter. Don't you care about her at all?
I can't do this alone, Kimmy. I never should have left you for your fox of a mother. That's my biggest mistake in life.
Is this your twisted way of saying you're still in love with me?
Of course I'm in love with you! Why do you think I always keep coming back?
Holding me hostage is not the best way to show your love for me. Just saying. Plus, how could I ever love you back if you let our daughter die?
I don't know what to do!
I didn't tell Rosie where we were. I have no idea. You blindfolded me, remember? We've got time to calm our nerves and make a plan.
You're such a dummy. They probably traced the fucking call. They'll be here in no time. This is all your fucking fault. Can't what? Can't breathe? No shit, Sherlock. I'm strangling you. Oh, fuck. Someone's here. Don't move.
Johnny, give us Indica and we won't hurt you. We just want her.
Bullshit. She's the only thing keeping me alive. If I give it to you, I got no leverage.
Fiona and Sutton aren't here yet, but they will be soon. If I were you, I'd get the hell out of town. For good.
Just get out of here. Otherwise, I'll blow the pig's head off. Can't save Angelica if Kimmy's brains are all over this motel room.
Let's negotiate then, Johnny. What do you want? Do you want me to help you get out of town? Give you some money to start over somewhere else? Another country? I can do that for you. You know I can. But you need to decide fast.
Take the deal, Johnny.
No, I'm not taking no deal.
Indica, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Indica.
Yeah, Gio?
Hit the floor. Rosie, cuff him.
Gio, Rosie, I can't believe that you're here. We have to get to the hospital. I have to save Angelica.
Sebastian, put Johnny in the truck.
What are you going to do to me?
We're going to take you home, silly. Now get up and go with Sebastian. Don't be difficult.
Indica, are you okay?
You all saved my life.
And now it's time for you to save Angelica's.
Here's some juice. How are you feeling?
Fine. A little weak.
They took a shit ton of blood from you.
They can have every drop if it saves Angelica's life. Have they given her the transfusion yet?
They're doing it now.
Thank God you got there when you did. What do you think they're going to do with Johnny?
Honestly, I don't want to know.
Something tells me we won't be seeing him again.
You seem almost sad. Do you need a brain scan?
We have a lot of history, Gio. Of course I hate him for every fucking awful thing he's ever done to me and those I love, but...
But there's a part of you that still loves him.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
No, I think you're human.
Biff, how's Angelica?
Your timing was impeccable. She's going to make a full recovery.
Oh, thank God.
Would you like to see her? She's asking for you.
Me? Yes, of course. I'd love to see her.
Follow me. Knock, knock. Angelica, you have a visitor. I'll give you two a moment.
You sure did give us a scare, kid.
Thank you for saving me.
What? Oh, don't sweat it. I got plenty of blood. Hit me up anytime.
We have the same rare blood type. What are the chances?
Beats me. That's science, I guess.
Well, I know why.
Really? Have you read a lot of medical books or something? You certainly got the intelligence.
I know the truth. Mommy talks really loud.
The truth, huh? What's the truth?
That I'm your daughter.
Oh, you must have misunderstood her or something. Like, come on. That's crazy.
Indy, stop. It's okay. I'm not mad at you.
God, my biggest fear has been that one day you'd find out. And that you'd grow up thinking that I didn't want you or something. Like I just gave you up. It couldn't be further from the truth. I was in a plane crash. And it took me 5 years to finally get back to Misty River. And when I got home, I found out that Fiona had been raising you the entire time. I just didn't want to uproot you. How could I? It would confuse you. You're just a kid.
Kids aren't dumb. Even the ones who aren't geniuses.
I don't even know what to say except that I love you very, very much and only want the best for you. Fiona seems like a really good mom. Are you happy?
I know she can be kind of mean, but she's a great mom. I love her so much, which is why I'll never tell her that I know the truth. I don't want to make her sad.
Then let's keep this as our little secret. Would you be okay if I started hanging out at the mansion and got to know you better as friends?
That would be pretty cool. Hey, Indy, I have something.
You're awake. Oh my God, I was so scared. Oh, Indica, thank you so much for everything.
Fiona, can we chat for a second in private?
Yes, of course. Jelly Mommy will be right back.
Look, I know we haven't had the best relationship, and that we've both invested a lot of time and energy in each other's destruction, but I just wanted you to know that I'm happy Angelica's with you.
You are? But why?
You've always been right about me. I'm a fucking disaster. I had sex with the man who shot my daughter after he held me hostage at gunpoint. I'm a cock-starved slut. I'm driven by pleasure alone. What business do I have raising any child? You may be many things, but one of those is incredible mother.
I don't know what to say to that.
Can we please just stop fighting with each other? Just drop all the plots, all the schemes, and just...
be friends?
Well, maybe not friends, but not enemies.
I think I can manage that.
Are you two bearing the hatchet?
Yes, Giovanni. It's a New Year's miracle. The second one of the day. Angelica is going to be okay.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all day. Drinks at Goldie's to celebrate?
Oh, God, yes. 1,000 times yes.
You two go ahead. I'm going to spend some time with Angelica. Indica. Thank you.
Yes! Such a lovely welcome. I should get abducted more often.
We have a cocktail waiting for you.
Now that's what I call service. Oh, what a great day.
A great day? You were being held hostage a few hours ago.
Angelica is going to be okay. And that's all I care about.
That's fantastic news, Indica.
Indica and Fiona also made up.
What? All right, sit down. Spill.
Slow down. We're not friends or anything, but we did agree to stop trying to destroy each other's lives. Bringing her down would mean bringing Angelica down with her, and it's just not something I can do anymore. Not after everything we've all been through.
New year, new you.
It's about time. All that revenge just gets in the way of what's really important in life. Like opening up Morgana's place.
That's right, Judy. From now on, that's going to be my laser focus. I'm totally out of the mafia empire toppling business.
Well, you weren't really very good at it, if we're being honest.
No shit. I'll stick to what I know, making money, and lots of it. Anyway, enough about me. Judy, Delilah, why aren't you two in Costa Rica?
This one here got one of her premonitions, so we turned around, came home. The rest of the girls are at the retreat.
What was this premonition?
That you were in danger. I wish we'd gotten back sooner, but you were all able to save the day without us.
You owe us, Indy.
How about an all-expenses-paid vacation to Bermuda? Aboard a luxury yacht?
Yes, please.
Hell yeah! Sign me up!
Good. Because I'm officially inviting you all to mine and Ethan's destination wedding this spring.
Aw, what great news. Especially after your engagement party was fucking ruined, to put it mildly.
Yeah, we need a do-over for sure.
The Bahamas on a luxury yacht. That's one hell of a do-over.
Well, I have a glass in my hand, so that can only mean one thing. This calls for a toast to taking the high road and to love.
To love!
You didn't have to come all the way out here tonight. Get in here. It's freezing outside.
Thank you, Sutton. Angelica is resting. She's going to make a full recovery.
What fabulous news. I was just pouring myself a drink. You look like you could use one.
After the last few days I've had, feel free to submerge me in a still.
Here you go, Chin-Chin.
Cheers. So, where's Johnny?
Your arrival really couldn't have been planned better. I was just about to go out and spend some quality time with him.
Where are you keeping him?
Come along, wait till you see this.
Let's roll.
Hi, piggies. Hi, babies. How are you? Oh, you want some scritches? Come get some scritches from your mama. Yeah, you like that, don't you, baby? Fiona, meet Annie, one of my prized hogs. 600 pounds soaking wet.
My, what large creatures.
You don't look too comfortable in a barn, do you, Fiona? Such a city girl. Follow me. How's our little prisoner doing?
What are you sick bitches gonna do to me?
Really, Johnny? The B word? In front of company? Who raised you?
Whatever Sutton has planned won't be nearly bad enough for you, Russo. Your recklessness almost killed my daughter, the most important person in my life.
I'm hurting here. Giovanni shot me. I need a hospital. I'm dying here. Give me some help.
Oh, silly boy. The nearest hospital is an hour away. With all the blood you're losing, you won't make it there in time.
So you are gonna kill me.
What is your plan, Sutton?
It's not obvious? Oh, Fiona, you really are a city slicker. Do you know how fast a hog can gobble up meat and bones? It's honestly amazing. You really wouldn't believe it if you didn't see it with your own eyes. A body can be there one moment and poof, gone. Just minutes later. Fiona, would you be a dear and put that gag on Johnny? I don't want his screaming to upset my babies. They haven't eaten in days, and they're already on edge. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had what? That's right, Johnny. Roast beef. And this sweet little piggy, he didn't have none.
Oh, my God. Giovanni. Giovanni, listen. We've made a huge mistake getting into bed with the Abernathys. I always knew Sutton was evil, but I had no idea just how fucking insane she actually was.
Get back in here, Fiona. I'm about to cut off his head. Peace, love, brains.
Giovanni, what have we done?
Raised All Our Lives, Daddy's Girls, is brought to you by Rogue Nun Productions. Created, directed by, and starring Sister Indica as Indica Chevron Russo Balducci. Also starring Rosie Bush as Rosalind Davis Bush. Dixon Dumay as Giovanni Balducci. Divine Grace as Fiona Balducci. Julie Hoverson as Sutton Abernathy. Tragique d'Estranger as Johnny Russo. The Nash Attack as Emma Walker. Jennifer Meinl as Angelica Balducci. Tuesday Thomas as Judy Good. Petty Page as Delilah Good. Dayton Thomason as Dr. Biff Barrington. And Ivy Drip as the radio DJ.
If there's one life I
saved.